The federal government has made it clear the state will have to dump senior care to make way for the Medicare prescription drug benefit. The question at this point is still when. Speaking via conference call from Washington, Doyle told reporters that Secretary Leavitt understood what a difficult logistic problem it would be for Wisconsin to end the program by the current June 30th deadline. Doyle says part of the reason is that more than 100,000 residents using senior care need time to figure out how to make the switch.
We need 6 months to do that. I mean, once they told us they were killing senior care, there's no way from that date until June 30th that you could ever get that done.
The governor also talked with Secretary Leavitt about what will take senior care's place. Instead of a standalone prescription drug program, Doyle's administration is working on a plan that would wrap around or work with Medicare Part D.
I'm pretty confident that the plan we put together will be the best senior plan in the country.
Doyle says he hopes the final result will be a program that covers everyone who is eligible for senior care. That may not be possible if the federal government looks at people's assets when it determines whether their incomes are low enough to enroll. Any new plan would need the state legislature's approval, too, possibly as part of budget negotiations. Doyle set aside $110 million for senior care in his spending plan, a level he thinks would stay the same for any new program. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.